It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are. From Cinderella's,
a 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight,
to buzzer beaters,
Atkinson scores, 1.4 seconds left,
to champions,
for the fourth time.
Search for NCAA March Madness right here in the Odyssey app to get started.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations. I hope you're having a good night. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. We got plenty of people listening, okay? East Coast, West Coast, everything in between. We got hundreds of stations locked in. Shout outs to you if you're listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. The station could be called The Fan, could be called The Game, maybe it's called The Zone. Am I missing any other name, Shep? Like, that's what we call all sports stations, right?
The Score.
The Score. The Score, The Zone, The Game. Yeah, all that stuff. Shout outs to you if you're listening on one of them stations. Anyway, thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on CBSSportsRadio.com, SiriusXM channel 158. That's how I listen when I'm in my car. I just turn on SiriusXM 158. And then, if you got a smart speaker, you know, things you put in your house, listens to your every word. Yeah. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I had more to say, but I didn't want to get into the smart speaker stuff. I got it in my house. They're everywhere. You can't avoid them. They're in your phone, in the house. They're in the palm of your hand. I mean, these smart things, everything is smart. Shep, have you seen the smart refrigerator? Have you seen that?
I have not, no.
Yeah, you can... The fridge is a... The fridge is like a... There's cameras in the fridge.
Can I ask you a really random question?
I'm not sure. The way you said that,
no,
I was just like...
I don't want you to think I'm trying to take such a left turn here, but I am curious. I think
probably.
People would be too, because you do take very good care of yourself, and you do have late hours, and so I've been debating this with many friends over the past few days.
Right.
Do you shut your body off in terms of when you can have certain foods? Like, you go, like, it's called like intermediating fasting, I believe.
You're asking me if I stop eating?
At a certain times, yeah. Like, when we work the hours that we do you stop eating at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and then you go like 7 hours for the rest of the day where you don't have anything? Because that, as we get older, as particularly as men, when we get older, we really want to avoid eating so close to when we go to bed. So
you're,
I was just curious what your strategy was.
You're thinking about this because I mentioned a refrigerator?
Yes. Well, I mean, you do store food in refrigerators, so
it
does kind of make sense, yes.
Man, I eat when I feel like it.
Copy that.
I eat. Tonight was Hispanic Heritage Night at State Farm Arena, where the Hawks beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. I ate at the arena, man. I ate, okay?
Wow.
I had... You want to know what I ate?
Probably overpaid food, but you go for it, yes.
Oh, no, I didn't... Who said I paid for food?
Oh, look at you. Media credential gets you free food, too?
Who said I ate off my media credential?
Okay, I'm just asking.
No, I mean, no. Listen, I had... There was fish. There was rice.
Mercury, okay.
There was... they had... It's Hispanic Heritage Night. They had a whole pig there. There was corn, there was ceviche, there was cookies, there was salad, there was everything there, man.
And
you think I looked at the time and said, oh my God, I got to do a CBS show. I ate, man.
Well, you know, in all seriousness, like, for people who don't know this, and they should by this point, like, you do take very good care of your body. Like, you don't eat, you don't put crap into your body. Everything
for
is very calculated. So
for the most part,
right.
I also take time, whether I can physically go to the gym or whether I work out. I'm exercising, man.
Also,
I feel terrific. I feel like I'm 17, 18 years old.
As you should. And you speak to a lot of 18 and 19-year-olds in terms of going around the country, so we're well aware of that. But
yeah,
also,
I get confused for them at the bar. Well, I'm like, why do you want my ID? I'm not trying to – I've never seen a 17-year-old order a glass of Malbec. What you want my ID for?
You know what? I'm sure you take that as a compliment. I got stopped asking to put my ID out there 10 years ago. So,
I'm like, yo, what the hell do you want my ID for? Stop it.
Hey, be proud that you take care of yourself and you got great genetics. By the way, Trey Young, was he second banana again tonight?
Trey Young had a slow start. DeJounte Murray, I know he had 29 points. Okongwu had a career-high 21. I don't remember how many points that Trey Young finished with, but he had a slow start. I'll put it to you that way. I think he finished the first quarter with maybe one or two points, and he got them late at the free throw line.
Gotcha. I just meant in terms of, like, because there is a common something very thematic when you go to Hawks games, and this happens every single time.
You're talking about me?
Whoever the opposition. No, because you are the conduit to us witnessing and hearing about what takes place at Hawks games, because you're going so much these days.
Right.
And so my takeaway every single time is Trae Young, whoever is the opposition, if they are even a semblance of a superstar, they get five times the attention and accolades and hoopla of the fans in State Farm Arena than Trae Young does.
What you trying to get me to say on the radio?
I'm being you. Whether it's Donovan Mitchell, Dame, Steph, like you have
well,
made it clear,
I mean,
they get more hoopla than Trae Young. That's all.
There's a lot. I mean, they're super. These are winning superstars that are coming here to play basketball.
Well, Donovan hasn't won yet.
Well, the man had 40. What do you have? 39 points. 49 points
and
tonight.
And he had a 70-point game, but he's only been to the second round. Trae Young
finals. Ain't nobody think about that.
Got it.
Are you showing up? Or are you showing out? I'll put it to you this way: there's some people who can dress. They can dress their ass off. They can walk into a room, or they can walk down the block and look like $1 million, and they could have negative $1 million in the bank account. You know. It's not – you can have style over substance. Listen, I was watching Donovan Mitchell warm up. He's knocking down threes. I watched him in the game. He got hot in the second half. Donovan Mitchell was lighting it up. He was killing it. He's crossing between his legs. He's taking step-back threes, and he's like – it's like, okay, relax. It's like you're doing too much. Ja Morant, I saw Ja Morant play here. On Sunday.
That's the guy I missed. Yep.
Every kid, every child, it was like kids' day at the arena. Every kid. It didn't matter what he was doing at a strip club or a booty bar 3 weeks ago. Every kid seemingly had on a Ja Morant jersey. It was a circus when Ja Morant came to town on Sunday. About a week ago, Steph Curry was here. That was even a bigger circus than Ja Morant, which is completely unbelievable. And so people show up. It's like we had a caller. He said his family got him tickets to go see Joel Embiid or the Pacers, and Joel Embiid was in town. And he marveled at what Embiid was able to do out there. You know, people ain't buying tickets based on past playoff experience or resume. It's like, what am I? This is a show. Like, if I'm paying my money, I don't know how much it costs. I assume a couple hundred, depending on who you're going with. You're going by yourself, where you're sitting. People spend their hard-earned money to see these dudes out there. Man, ain't nobody paying to see the Pacers. Who am I missing another team? Right?
Hornets, yeah. I mean, the bottom dweller, sure.
Yeah, if LaMelo is playing, maybe your kids will bet, hey, can we go see LaMelo? I want to see LaMelo. They're not going, I want to see the Hornets, man. And so, yeah, people want to see. It's people attracted to talent. And so that's it. How the hell did we go from what's in the refrigerator to talking about State Farm Arena?
Well, I had asked when you mentioned refrigerator. You have a very regimented diet, so I just wanted to know if that's applicable to refrigerators.
I don't know what we got here. I said I ate at the arena. Yeah,
exactly.
No, man, no. I when I want to eat, I'm going to eat. I don't care what time of day it is. I may eat at 4 a.m. Eastern. I may eat at 7 a.m. Eastern. I may eat at 10. I might eat at noon. Today, I was also with the Braves. I was at Truist Park. I ate their food. Man, I eat, bruh. What you thought I was going to say? I don't eat?
No, I just know that when you get older as a male, and we are not, you're still very young, but you and I are not kids anymore. We need to be very meticulous about what we put into our bodies and what time that is when we do put it into our bodies. And so I was just curious, that's all.
Speak for yourself.
Got it.
I'm like Benjamin Button over here, okay?
Look at you.
I eat, I drink, I eat what I want, I drink. I just do what I want. I'm like Cartman from South Park. I just roll up and I just do what I want.
Won't bring up an episode recently about South Park, I promise.
Okay. I haven't seen South Park in like 10, 15 years, so.
Gotcha. Okay.
I wouldn't know
off.
What you're talking about anyway. Yeah. Hold up. We got a guy here. I don't know what he wants. Let's go to Toronto, Canada. He's been waiting patiently. Hey, Rob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's up, JR? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I just want to say, first-time caller, long-time listener, and you guys are half comedy, half sports talk radio. You and Shep do a great job. You guys make me laugh every time I'm in my car.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. I want to circle back to Shep. I got a bone to pick with him and his criticism of Steve Nash's two MVPs.
Okay, you're on the radio. Go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, you were talking about, you know, MVP, how you like to look at MVP as people, you know, they're working out there. They put out a certain level of effort. They play a certain amount of games. And, you know, I was getting the impression you were kind of talking about more of an eyeball test as opposed to that guy from Wisconsin who's trying to just place it on stats over per 3-6 minutes and all this nouveau stuff. I mean, for me, Steve Nash was a guy who revolutionized the game. He was a bit of Pistol Pete from old school. And, you know, transition into what we have in the NBA today with the three-point shot and stuff like that. So I think he put in the work. And I mean, if you're basing on that, I think he deserves it from MVP.
Shep, since you wanted to go at Shep, let me just say what I want to say first. Steve Nash did not revolutionize the game of basketball. Mike D'Antoni said, hey, man, go out there and shoot, okay? Run up and down the court and shoot. Get going fast. Go up and down the court. I'm not going to say that Steve Nash revolutionized the game. If I want to talk about someone who revolutionized how the game is played, there's a guy named Steph Curry. I'd put him in that category. I would put maybe some guy named Michael Jordan in that category. I ain't putting Steve Nash in that. And now, having said that, I will allow Shep to respond however which way he wants.
Rob, my two cents was this. I was saying Steve Nash's third season. So we know he won in 04, 05, and then 05 and 06. 06 and 07, they went from 54 wins to 61 wins. If you look at points per game, it was about 18, 19 in that range. But his assists per game actually went up because Amari Stoudemire was fully healthy that following season. He should have been MVP that year. But there was this notion that we can't give Steve Nash the MVP three straight years in a row. So they gave it to Dirk Nowitzki instead. I was actually a proponent of Steve Nash winning a third straight time. Now, with that being said, the years that he won it, Rob, this is not new. This is not something that is so novel here. He was never the best player in the NBA, not even close. He was never close to being in Tim Duncan's stratosphere, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, even a young LeBron, even a young D-Wade, for crying out loud. And in fact, I would take Jason Kidd, who never won an MVP, before I would take Steve Nash. So with all that being said, that wasn't a knock on Steve Nash. That was actually complimentary towards Steve Nash winning a third straight MVP.
Okay, I hear you. I just think he did some things on the court that I hadn't seen. I'm up there in age. I hadn't seen since guys like Pistol Pete finishing over guys that were a foot taller than him, you know, dipping, dunking, spinning, not seeing, no looking, all that sort of stuff. And he could shoot. So that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah. No, he was a unique player. But, yeah. I mean, to say that he revolutionized the game, that's too strong of a word.
I take that back. Too strong.
Yeah, that's a little wild. I mean, if Allen Iverson shot like Steve Nash, then I'd say Allen Iverson would probably be one of the greatest players ever if he was available to play all of the games. But we know a good amount of time he was also hurt. And thank you, Rob, for calling from Toronto. Yeah, I mean, look, you talk about MVP awards, it's not like even who's the best guy or who's the best player. And that's why there's so many different interpretations for it. As DeJuan Wagner's son is just congratulated all over the damn place at the McDonald's All-American game. Of the East, for what it's worth, they came back to beat the West 109-106. All I know is I saw Peja Stojakovic's kid. Hey, Shep, where's he going to school?
Oh, he's going to Stanford. And JR, by the way, just very quickly, if we want to throw Vlade Divac as a Hall of Famer, which he is, and rightfully so, from an international standpoint, you know where I'm going with this.
No,
if we're going to give that kind of credence and that kind of award to Vlade, I don't know why Peja Stojakovic is not considered in the same breath from an international perspective the way that Vlade is, because we know there weren't many guys doing what Peja was doing in the early to mid-2000s.
Yeah, well, they let anybody into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
That's a good point, too. Although it took Pop quite a while.
They do what?
It took Popovich a little bit of time.
Oh, ain't nobody wearing it. Who cares?
She should have been in a little bit before 74 years old.
He's busy doing stuff. He's teaching kids in San Antonio how to lose. He'd be fine. DJ Wagner, all-star, McDonald's All-American MVP. Good for him. His dad couldn't make it in the league. Remember, he played for the Cavaliers, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Dre is here from Seattle. What's up, Dre?
Oh, man, you know I'm holding it down. You know, the first-time caller checking in with you, JR. I can tell everybody, don't forget the R, because just like my astronomy teacher said on the first day of class, by the end of this class, son, you're going to be a star. And I'm glad I've got a chance to check in with you, man, to talk about the MVP, because Luka, the Joker, let's put it this way, JR. The Joker, his field goal percentage is 63%. He's basically shooting 40% from the three-point range. The guy that I was talking about, Giannis, well, let's put it this way. Giannis is at 28%. I don't know why he's still chucking up threes. He's at 28% from the three-point line, and his field goal percentage is less than the Joker. And I don't mean the Cesar Romero Joker. I'm talking about the Joker that plays for the Denver Nuggets, because there's still no D yet in Denver. That's why I call them the Denver Nuggets. Yeah, you can talk about they don't play no D, this and that, and it could be subject to getting bounced out maybe in the first round of the playoffs. We all know that, but let's just wait and see. But the Joker should be the MVP for the regular season, because, look, come on, the center position, a triple-double? Come on, let's not get it twisted like a Keith Sweat song, JR, because, man, he's putting it down more than four flat tires.
Dre, do you write music or do poetry or something?
How about flowetry? You know, how about flowetry?
I like flowetry. I like the flowicist better, though.
How about sports flowetry? You know what I'm saying? Ain't no time delaying. We keep it moving like a U-Haul truck out here.
Well, thank you, Dre. Hey, where's what happened to what happened to Sean Kemp? Did they keep them charges on that man? What happened to him?
Sean Kemp, man. They released him, man. They had no charges on him, man. It was like the guy picked those cats, took his phone, and I guess the day before, and he had a phone tracker on his phone, and he tracked him all the way to that parking lot at that mall, and that's what happened.
The charges against Sean Kemp have been dropped.
Yes, it's been dropped. That's why he released, at least for now. That's why they released him.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Let's move on.
No, Dre, I got a break now. I got a break.
But so does my mechanic. I got a break. But come on, man.
No, I have to break. It costs me money here. Okay, I appreciate you.
Okay, all right, okay, man. I'll check back in with you.
Okay, thank you, Dre. Oh my God. Wow, that's a lot. He's like hey, Shub, what do you call someone who's a wordologist? He's more than a wordsmith.
Yeah, I was thinking wordsmith, yes.
We got to find another word. Anyway, what happened with Sean Kemp? Is he not getting no charges for shooting at that guy?
Yeah, according to Cairo TV, the prosecutor says no former charges will be relegated against Sean Kemp, yes.
So if somebody takes my phone, I can go, let me just leave it there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, there's been so much MVP talk. We're going to talk about the man in the NFL who won an MVP. His name is Lamar Jackson. Some people want him. Some people don't. And I'll fill you in on who they happen to be on the other side of this break that I have to do because it's my job on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do want to say I've never called in. I love listening to you. I've been listening for years, and man, your show and what you say is just beautiful.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Yep, with all this MVP talk, let me give you an update on a former NFL MVP. I don't want to say no one wants, but everybody has an excuse as to why they can't have him or bring him in. And it's Lamar Jackson, the former MVP, who has finished the past three seasons some type of hurt or injured, was just hit with the franchise tag, and let everybody know on Monday that he demanded, or let me not say demanded, he requested a trade from the Baltimore Ravens, and he did this on March 2nd. And since he was even franchise tagged, what the hell has anybody heard about him receiving an offer? Anybody? 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 Nobody, right? Have you heard anything about him being traded? Nothing, right? Nope. Bill Belichick was kind of sort of asked about him on Monday, and Belichick's like, well, yeah, we look at everybody. Owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, he was asked about Lamar Jackson. He was like, hey, Meek Mill, the musician, hit me up and said, hey, Lamar wants to play for the Patriots. He's like, hey, Bill Belichick does that. And then we got even more over the past 24 hours. Chris Ballard is the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts. God knows that they need a quarterback. They're probably going to draft one. Their owner, Jim Irsay, comes out. And he's like, yeah, he's great talent, but it's about the cost. It's not even about the money. It's about the cost to trade for him. The hell are we doing? Trading three draft picks over for Lamar Jackson? No, thank you. The Detroit Lions and Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell was asked about bringing in Lamar Jackson. Dan Campbell's like, oh, no, I don't. Like, we got a quarterback. Thank God we got a quarterback in Jared Goff. At least he feels more strongly about Jared Goff than Sean McVay did. He was sick of those turnovers. So sick of somebody, he said, hey, man, we don't need you in L.A. You're going to go to Detroit, man. We don't need you here. That poor guy, Jared Goff, he didn't know what Detroit was. Spent his whole damn life in California. Hey, go play up in Detroit. What up, though? Shout out to everybody in the D. Anyway, even him, the Falcons here in Atlanta, Georgia. Arthur Blank, shout outs to Arthur Blank, owner of the Falcons. Also someone who brought you Home Depot. Congratulations to you. If you go to Home Depot, you can thank NFL owner, Falcons owner Arthur Blank. He spoke to my friends, Dukes and Bell, 92.9 The Game. And even Arthur Blank was asked about Lamar Jackson. And Arthur Blank was just like, yeah, he's great, but he ain't been healthy. And I got to pay him. Listen to this.
I think probably most importantly for us is that, you know, we drafted this young man, Desmond Ridder, last year in the third round. And I think he's continued to show everything that we expected of him and maybe beyond that, to the point that Coach Smith and the staff and including Terry and Rich, and we all feel comfortable that he should be our starter going into this next year.
Man, it ain't about Ridder. It's about the money. He said that. Arthur Blank was like, man, like he's been hurt past couple years. He's a great, tremendous talent. Every NFL owner has an excuse, has a reason why they're not bringing Lamar Jackson in. Everybody does. I told you this yesterday. I said this last night. It's not Lamar Jackson versus the Ravens in a contractual dispute. It's Lamar Jackson versus every NFL owner. Where's the juice to bring him in? You know, where's somebody pressing the button saying, oh, we need him, we want. Who's jumping to trade three picks for this guy? Three first-rounders. Who's doing that? Who's knocking down the door with a guaranteed deal? Nobody. I mean, he might reach the point, and he'd be really mad then. If the Ravens say, well, man, we've gone through this year, you've played for us, and nah, we're not going to offer you the same deal. It's not looking good for him right now. 855-212-4CBS. Otto is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, you know the old adage, if you represent yourself in court, then you got a fool for a client. And I'm wondering, who has given advice to Lamar other than his mother?
You asking me?
Yeah, I thought maybe you had the skinny on that.
I don't have no insight. I hear the same thing that everybody hears. I've read all the stories and heard about his mom, and I heard about people that you're not supposed to negotiate with, and, oh, my God, it's the guy with the home gym, and it's not the guy with the home gym. I don't know. I have no idea. It's just I'm hoping he's not kicking himself in the ass in the long run. Because it seems that the NFL, as a league, is now kicking him in the ass. In all honesty, he could have been secured maybe, I would say, is maybe 2 years ago. But he's seen the money grow. And at this point, if he wants to see what Joe Burrow gets paid, if he wants to see what Justin Herbert gets paid, maybe he will find that to be advantageous. Maybe this is just a waiting game. Time will tell, but for right now, it doesn't look good. But there are so many variables here, so many variables. I'm not going to completely throw him under the bus yet.
Do you think if he wants a guaranteed contract, that he should cut that figure down a little as opposed to, okay, I want this huge number, not guaranteed?
We don't know what he wants.
Yeah, really. All right, man. Have a good one.
You as well. Thank you, Otto, for calling for me. We don't know. Lamar Jackson responded to that weeks ago. He responded to a tweet. He's like, nah, this is not true. Basically, is what he said. I don't know what he asked for. And the difference is here, the Ravens can leak out whatever they want, and they haven't been complete jerks in that regard by kicking down or destroying Lamar. A lot of times you'd have one of these NFL, you know, boring phone guys, the guys who are in their phone all the time. Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, these dudes who are just connected to their phone at all hours. They're basically giant PR men for the teams and the NFL. That's what they are. Because there is no middleman here, apparently, we don't know what he's looking for. You know, I don't think Lamar Jackson is waking up and sending a text to Ian Rappaport going, hey, man, well, can you put this out in the media for me so I don't look greedy? This is a unique situation. I just hope it ends up in his favor just a little bit, maybe, possibly. 855-212-4CBS. Ali is calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ali?
What's good, brother? You already know I love your show. Someone who speaks well, a cunning linguist. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a cunning linguist. Are you talking about a word? Who are we talking about?
Remember you mentioned another word for someone who could speak well.
Not that guy. No.
Okay,
but anyway,
okay.
Let's move away from that. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. You're
going to get me kicked off the air. Relax. Keep going.
Nah, never that. I want to get your insight on the Dolphins' moves and also, you know, how you feel about the Tank and Garcia fight that's coming up.
Well, I can tell you about the fight in 2 seconds. I think Garcia is going to get punched in the chest by Davis, and it will be a curtains for him. And when I think about the Miami Dolphins, I don't care about any of their cornerback moves. Just let me know if the quarterback is going to be healthy enough to play, okay? That's it. That's what it boils down to. Is Tua Tagovailoa going to be out there playing football, or is Tua Tagovailoa going to be in concussion protocol? Not really concerned anything else with the Dolphins. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you about all the teams that did not want Lamar Jackson. I'm going to tell you about a team where their owner isn't even wanted. I'll get some more of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Kane is in the building.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how are you? You are amazing. You should be called a sports professor. Anybody ever call you that?
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
No, you would be the first. I don't know if I want that title, but you would be the first. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I guess tonight has been about MVPs. You got a battle of the MVPs in the NBA currently between Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid. My apologies to Giannis Antetokounmpo. He ain't getting the award this year. He ain't play enough. Even outside of that, we talked about an MVP in the NFL. Lamar Jackson. It's like every NFL owner and general manager and coach is coming up with the reason and excuse that they don't want him. And we know why it is. It's the draft compensation. It's the injury history. Sure. It all makes sense. All the reasons are all valid there. Nobody wants the guy. And speaking of nobody wanting a guy, we found out that the Washington we know nobody wants Daniel Snyder as the owner of the Washington Commanders, and they've actually put out a bid. Josh, you got to be kidding me. Hey, Shep, this man, is Lamar Jackson tweeting right now? What is going on here?
Yes, he is tweeting, and you've been talking about Lamar for a lot. I understand you're bringing up the Commanders, and absolutely
We can wait on his stupid-ass Commanders. What is Lamar Jackson saying?
He is saying, I don't remember me sitting out on my guy week one versus the Jets to week 12 versus the Broncos, and how come all of a sudden I sit out because of money, which I could have heard at any time within that time frame, when we know the Super Bowl has been my mind since April 2018. And then he says, JR, follows that up with, let's get real, I'd rather have a 100% PCL than go out there and play horrible, forcing myself to put my guys in a bad situation. Now, that would be selfish to me. So clearly Lamar understands that court of public opinion is slowly fading his way and leaning towards the direction of his previous employer, shall we say? And so he's now trying to back channel, and he's trying to retrace his, you know, tweets beforehand. And so this is Lamar playing PR. Unfortunately, this is what happens. We don't have an agent.
Yeah. Well, at the top of the hour, Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Someone photoshopped him holding the Vince Lombardi. Lamar Jackson says, in due time, I'm going to hold a few of these. Hopefully, I could take it home and guard it with my life. Lamar Jackson, 40 minutes ago, all in all, I love you all. Don't ever think I have an attitude speaking on the net. Only if we're losing. I don't know anyone who smiles after losing or playing around. You shouldn't play sports. Other than that, I'm in great spirits at all times. If you know me, you know. All right. I don't know. I hope he gets paid. I hope he gets paid. I hope he doesn't get one of these crap contracts. 855-212-4CBS. What do you got here? Mark is calling from Nova Scotia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hey, JR. So I think it's a perfect segue. I was talking to Shep, and my theory is the reluctance of the owners right now to sign Lamar is because he operates outside of the conventional framework, i.e. he doesn't have an agent. And I also think he needs to put his phone down right now. I'm not so sure that this is serving his purpose. But the main reason is you know, get an agent.
Okay. A little too late in the game for that. Joe is calling from Denver. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Joe?
Hey, JR. Oh, man. I'm calling about Lamar Jackson. I think he has even less leverage than he thinks he has because, you know, I tell you, I was telling Chef, these injuries keep up. He's reminding me a lot of Tony Romo, man. I mean, Tony Romo, really good quarterback. Lamar Jackson, really good. Now, different styles, I guess. Lamar's more of the runner. But, you know, right? Tony Romo got all those injuries, and when he was in the playoffs, Dallas killing him, a couple playoff games with him. And Lamar, you know, the first playoff game, that didn't go well with the Chargers. And then the injuries piling up. You know, if you remember with the Tony Romo, JR, it got so bad that people were parodying the Head and Shoulders, Knees and Toes song, replacing the lyrics with descriptions of all the Tony Romo rib and back injuries. So, I mean, the best ability is availability. And right now, Lamar doesn't have his best ability. And when you're a quarterback, you know, you gotta see Patrick Mahomes in the AFC title game, maybe, you know, whoever, you know, whoever else, right?
Yep.
So, he's losing his leverage for sure.
Okay. Thank you, Joe, for calling from Denver. Shout outs to everybody in the Mile High City. Yeah. He ended one playoff game against the Buffalo Bills with a concussion. He had another game or another season where it's his ankle. And then another season more recently, as we just talked about the tweet, it was his knee. What comes next year for Lamar Jackson? Is it another leg? Is it his ankle? Is it his foot? I mean, you don't know. Justin is here from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, so back on Lamar. So when's the last time a quarterback's overvalued himself this much in their situation? And with that being said, obviously it looks like with no offer being up right now, it's going to be after the draft until there's an offer. And do you think there's real potential that he sits out?
No, I can't see him in a scenario where he sits out. If he is going to look for leverage, I mean, where are you getting that by disappearing for a year? We know Deshaun Watson had no choice based on his legal standing to have to disappear. But Lamar Jackson, I don't think he gains diddly. He might turn and blink and be out of the NFL. I'm just the facts, man. I don't see nothing changing in that regard. I think he's going to play this year. Henry is calling from Baltimore. What's up, Henry?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
Good. You're live. Go ahead.
All right, perfect. I am not a Lamar hater by any means. I'm not sold on him, but I think they gave him a very fair deal, and I feel like somebody in the professional level needs to tell him to get an agent. Like,
what is that deal?
Well, from what I understood from what came out from ESPN, so injury and everything, he's going to get $135 million, I believe it is. Then when he steps on the field year three, one game, he gets $200 million guaranteed. And then he has the extra $35 million on the roster after 5 years, which obviously we all know he could probably restructure it.
Well, I'm not sure or certain of that. And then that goes against.
I'm just going off what Sheckler came out with.
No, I hear that, but I haven't heard such a thing. But even outside of that, even if that were or is to be the case, A, that's not a guaranteed deal. B, that's not anything towards in his favor. And then C, he has already refuted all of that publicly.
I understand. I guess the reason why I'm calling is, and I know that you're in the sport, so like you've been in the sport, you understand it. Like, I just feel like somebody needs to tell him, like, hey, listen, Mom, you got me in here. This is great. But it's time to get somebody professional to deal with this. And I feel like he's losing money on endorsements and all by not doing that route.
Well, I mean, that's a totally different conversation if you now want to start looking into
that. I didn't mean to get off track for your show, but
you're not getting off track. We've been having a conversation about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's a phenom. He's a great athlete. You know, I don't know if he's a number five or whatever, but he's a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, with an MVP, but also an injury history. Here's the
thing. Well, that's the whole thing. That's holding him back. Well, I mean, that's, you got to put all that in this perspective, and I feel like somebody's not bringing him the reality with it, maybe. You know, that's what I'm saying.
I think he's aware of the reality, and thank you, Henry from Baltimore. It is almost impossible, maybe from an outside perspective, to pass judgment on what he's thinking, what he wants. He could have had a $40 million, $45 million per season deal, right? I have no idea what the Ravens offered this man. We can only go by hearsay. I can go by what he says, and he says some of it's not true. I don't know, so I'm not going to judge. I am never against anybody, you know, quote unquote, bucking the system. But it's another thing when the system starts kicking you in the ass in return. And for right now, this moment, that's what it looks like. I don't know. Maybe Lamar Jackson at the end of the season or by the going through this offseason, maybe he ends up with, I don't know, 50 per for the next several years. I have no idea. It just doesn't look good right now when he has to play on a 32 and nobody's offered him this. Nobody's offering him a contract, and nobody wants to trade for him. It does not look good right now. I don't know what it means for him in the long run. He's obviously come into the NFL, and based on his slot at number 32, he's made less than his contemporaries, especially given what he's accomplished by winning an MVP and going to the playoffs. Man, when's the right time to strike? I don't know when it is. But it does seem that it's passing him by. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Lamar's gambling. That's what it is.